We read, I believe we read this morning about those Canaanites and Hittites, Hivites, and so being thorns in the flesh of the Israelites. And Judges, I think either yesterday morning, this morning one. And see, when you realize what a thorn in the flesh is, it's not really, and he'll go on to explain this. I'm going to read this, but I'm going to have to come back because I got to go back to Ephesians. But I'm going to get to the part, and then we'll come back and go a bit. A thorn in the flesh, the message, knows what it is, the message of Satan, to what? Buffet me. Lest I should be exalted above measure. Keep going. For this thing I did what? Besought the Lord thrice, three times, that he might depart, that it might depart from me. Okay? And he said unto me, what do you say unto Paul? What do you say unto Paul? My grace is sufficient. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not yourself. Grace qualifies you to live in the realm of the spirit. But faith is what gets you over in there and operates. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is what? Made perfect when? Not when I'm in charge. If you want God's strength to be made perfect, you got to become weak. You got to acknowledge, I can't do it in my natural. And this is what people have been taking the Bible, trying to do with their natural part of themselves, and this is why it hadn't worked. And he said, perfect in weakness. Most gladly, what did he say? Most gladly I would what? Rather glory in my infirmity, my weakness, my inability, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Because, now go back to Ephesians 1. Go back to Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Let's do this. I go back to the passion again. I don't think it'd be too hard to switch back and forth like that. Passion. Dear friend, my name is Paul. Now notice now, he said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. He was caught up into where? The third heaven. All right. Dear friend, my name is Paul. I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. Why was he chosen to be one? All right. I'm writing this letter to all who? Devoted believers. See, if you're not devoted, this letter, you won't pay it no attention. You do it like like the rest of people do. It's laying on the tables, on the couch, or somewhere in your house, but you won't pay it no attention. But he said, I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who has been made how? Holy by being one with Jesus. Did you hear what that said? By being what? One with Jesus. One with Jesus. That means I'm just like him. I'm just like him. All right. Whew, goodness. Thank you, Lord. The anointed one. He was anointed. He is anointed. I am anointed. All right. The anointed one. Now watch what happened. I'm going to read this and then we'll go back. Go back. May God himself, may who? God. See, this is what he wants the church to see. May God himself, the Heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your life. What he wants to do? Release grace over you and impart what? Total How much total? See, he never intended for you to struggle. He never intended for you to. When you got born again, he intended for you to get that word, understand. But too many of us religious people got to us first. That's why you see a lot of empty seats tonight. People not really, because religion have muddied the water and they don't think spiritual thing is important, because what they think what they're doing is more important. They don't have time to seek God and follow his instruction. That's why people live their lives the way they're living. That's why they don't think nothing about just coming together and acting like a married couple, and they know they hadn't made no kind of commitment. They don't respect God. They don't respect what he said. That's why they talk the way they do, because they don't have no revelation of God, of who he is and what he's done. So they talk all the foul talk, and it sounds good to them, but down the road, it's destruction, because those words will catch you. You frame a world you don't want to live in. Amen. But when the enemy tries to put us in a world that we've been born out of or taken out of, then we use our authority. No, you don't put your hand on me. I'm not your property. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's back. Let's read this again. He said, may God himself, the Heavenly Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being into your life. Go to the next verse, verse 3, and then I'll come back. Every spiritual blessing where? In the heavenly realm has already been lavish release, given, lavish. He used the word lavish because that's I don't think it has no limit to it when it's lavish. It's without limit. It's been lavish upon you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Lavish upon us. How? As a love gift. From who? Our wonderful Heavenly Father. How great is our God? That's what they just got through saying. That's what, how great is our God? Will you sing with me? How great is our God? All together now sing, how great is he? All right, let's look at this then. See, can we see something here? The reason why we haven't seen further, and Brother Hagin told us, we was at Rhema, he says it all through his message. Those things are not taught, people won't catch them. If you teach them, then people begin to learn. And you know why most people don't teach them? They don't know them themselves. And that's what it takes in digging in the scripture, meditating, listening to the Holy Ghost. People want to follow religion, tradition, and doctrines, and denomination, and all that kind of stuff. But we should be locked in on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me today? You're my leader. You're my teacher. He the one that's going to bring you all the revelation from God. He lives right there in your belly, in your spirit. So, Father, let's back up. Back up to the beginning of verse. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus. All because he sees us how? Wrapped in. Remember that verse above that said we're one with the Lord, right? One with Jesus. Remember that? He sees us what? Wrapped in Christ. That means that we're one with him. This is why we celebrate him with all of our hearts. That would explain why other people don't celebrate him. They don't know they're wrapped in it. They don't know they're one with him. They're over in the natural realm. They're more conscious of themselves rather than being conscious of who they are in Christ. They don't know what to have.